AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A 61-year-old mailman from Florida is in custody after landing his gyrocopter on the U.S. Capitol lawn.
As it was coming very fast, it was getting very big, and I realized it was not, in fact, a drone, but a small aircraft. And that's when I got quite concerned because we are in restricted airspace.
Eyewitness Charlotte Richardson says the man in the tiny aircraft appeared to know what he was doing.
You could just see him with his helmet on, quite calmly just piloting the thing into the lawn. There was no noise coming from him. He wasn't screaming. He wasn't shouting.
A reporter for the Tampa Bay Times says Doug Hughes discussed his plans in advance to deliver letters to each member of Congress to draw attention to campaign finance corruption. Bing Bush and his wife were equally startled today to see a U.S. Marine helicopter land on Solana Beach in Southern California.
We were actually coming down for a beach walk. We come down here quite a bit, and lo and behold, there's a chopper right on the beach.
After some repairs, the Super Stallion headed back to base. Former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez was convicted today of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison without parole.
District Attorney Thomas Quinn says name recognition did not help the defense.
Aaron Hernandez may have been a well-known New England Patriots football player. However, in the end, the jury found that he was just a man who committed a brutal murder.
Odin Lloyd's mother, Ursula Ward, said she forgives the hands of the people that had a hand in her son's murder, either before or after.
And I pray and hope that someday everyone out there will forgive them also.
Members of the jury said they were shocked that the defense admitted Hernandez was at the scene when Odin Lloyd was killed. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tom Brady's wife, a supermodel, strutted her stuff down the runway for the last time in São Paulo, Brazil tonight. This is AP Radio News. An investigation has found serious problems at the VA facility in Philadelphia.
The Inspector General's investigation has uncovered severe mismanagement at the VA in Philadelphia. The 79-page report finds an average of 312 days to answer veterans' inquiries. That's a process that's supposed to take 5 days. At least one VA supervisor, with the knowledge of office managers, altered 52 out of 86 quality reviews, making the accuracy of those reports, at best, unreliable. Tim McGuire, Washington.
2 years after the Boston Marathon bombings, the city remembered the attack that killed 3 people and wounded more than 260 others. Mayor Martin Walsh declared today One Boston Day, and there will be a moment of silence at 2:49 Eastern p.m. That was observed this afternoon. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.